Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the dapper dawn,
giving them all on,
dress
like a million bucks,
diamond
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah. Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Yeah, man. Real grateful for that. You know, it's funny, man. I remember when I first started out in radio, a lot of my peers laughed at me. It was, you know, some of it was being mean-spirited. Some of it was just, you know, mocking me. I'm used to stuff like that, but I had as a special guest on my show, Joel Osteen on my talk show. And you know something, man, he said something that was, I can't remember the scripture. I don't know exactly how it went. Like, we were having a long conversation, but the gist of it was, don't be upset with where you are now and don't be upset with the small things in your life. Be grateful for the small things and the small position that you have right now, because you don't know where that's going. You don't know what that's going to be one day. You don't know what that's going to lead to. And that was very warming to hear him say that. But it also reminded me of when I started in radio, how small it was. It reminded me of when I started in stand-up making $25 a show. It reminded me of the cars I used to drive and the cars I didn't have. It reminds me of not having a home at a period in my life and what God has allowed me to live in now. So don't be distraught over your position now, and don't be ungrateful or unappreciative for the things you have now, because you don't know what that's going to grow into. And that's really the gist of what he got, that I got from what he was saying. I just wanted to share that with you, that where you are now is so temporary, because now, like I've said before, now is a fleeting moment. As soon as you say now, right after you finish saying now, that moment that you claimed as now, that's gone. So the where you are now is a very fleeting process. Now, you can change where you are now, and you can change how you feel about where you're at now, and you can change about where you're going by simply changing your mind. It is no different. I'm telling you, folks, the thing that I've learned about successful people is not so much what they do. It's not what they have. It's not how I see them functioning. The biggest thing I've learned about successful people is how they think. That's the thing that's different. It's how they think. And I'm telling you that you can change the way you think on any subject and start becoming successful towards that, starting now. And that, you have to understand that, man. The biggest difference I've noticed between successful people and non-successful people is how they think. I was reading what this guy said that he was taught all wrong about money. He said that his father was very negative about money. He, all throughout his life, he heard his father say, you know, people who got money have walked on somebody to get it or cheated somebody to get it. People who have money, money is the root of all evil. Money is this. And people who got money, you know, don't deserve it. They've done something wrong to get it, yada, yada. So he said he grew up the whole time thinking that having money was something was wrong with that. He discovered that it wasn't, you know. Now, look, you can choose to be successful any way you want to. I've chosen several ways to be successful. I want to be a very, very successful father. I think that's one of the things that's paramount in my life, that I really am working hard right now to become a successful father. Not a successful father in terms of money, but a successful father in terms of offering the amount of love and guidance and leadership and the example that my children need to look at. That's what I'm really, really working hard at now. I want to be successful as a father, but also I want to be successful as a husband. You know, I want Marjorie to always know that she can count on me, that to not have to wonder about me or look for me. You know, I want her to feel secure in the fact that I really have gotten it right, that I really am focused on being a good husband to her, because it means so much to me. Having gone through everything I've gone through, and then having God to have, at this stage of my life, given me such a wonderful gift, I want to show her how much I appreciate it. You know, so I'm working hard on a lot of levels. I'm working hard. I'm trying very strong to be a successful motivator of people. I want to be a sharer of information to people that will uplift others and give others the same things that I've learned through the trials and tribulations of my life, but at the same time, share that information and use the power of this microphone to uplift people, you know, not to destroy. My show is not about, oh, guess what so-and-so said, guess what so-and-so did. I don't like mean-spirited things about people, you know. I joke with people who call in, that's another thing. But I don't like destroying people with the power of the microphone. So I'm working very hard on being successful in a lot of areas of my life. Now, also, I do care about being financially successful, too, because my father, one of the gifts he gave me was a very simple gift. He told me a long time ago, he said, son, the best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. And that stuck with me. And this was a hardworking man who was a coal miner, who worked construction his entire life. My father didn't have an easy life, man. My father didn't sit behind a microphone. My father didn't come to work and people cheered for him. My father wasn't famous. My father was just a go-get-it dude. Now, he instilled that in me, and I've taken that and applied it to my craft, and I thank God for him for that. But I do try to be financially successful so that I can do some things with it to help some other people. Now, am I opposed to having nice things? No. Do I apologize for having nice things? No. And why should I? I work. You know, I'm not on the radio asking to give me money, you know, so I can go buy a car. I'm working, so I don't feel how you want to feel, and other people do feel that way about it. But if success in terms of finance is what you're lacking, you can go about the business of doing that. I'm writing a book, and that whole book is about teaching people how to become successful. And man, I'm breaking it down in a way where everybody can get it, man, because I want the college student to get it. You know, I want the working mom to get it, the single mom to get it, the hardworking father that's been trying to hold his family together can get it. The father that ain't ever got it together and feel that because of that reason he can't be the father he needs to be. I'm writing something, man, to put it into words to let you know that God is a forgiving God, and that God is a merciful God, and that God can get you out of any situation you find yourself in. You just can't beat yourself up every time you make a mistake. I make mistakes all the time, man. I just got to remind myself to get up. I ask God for forgiveness. I call on his mercy and his grace, and I get up and I go again. But it's coming, man. And if finance success is what you want, you got to change your mind. You got to start thinking about how to produce it. This is not what you do first. The first thing you do is you got to ask. You got to ask to have a life and have a life more abundantly. That's a scripture that he comes to you to give you life and to give you life more abundantly. That's a scripture. That ain't a joke. That ain't a theory. That's a fact. And the fact that if you don't have a life of abundance, you can get that by asking. Now follow the rest of it, but it starts by asking. Then it starts by believing. And the how-to, don't even worry about that. He takes care of that himself. He'll send the stuff your way. But you got to be willing to put some effort in this thing now. And you can do it. Okay, I know I was a little around the place today, but that's what it was. So, you know, let's go get it. All right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, people from all around the world, you are listening to the baddest morning. Without a doubt, this is Steve Harvey Morning Show. Today's show.
Come on, make it good now.
It's dedicated.
Come on.
To anybody who loves the art of shooting dice.
Oh my God,
man!
I saw that. Yes,
man.
Yes. It's an art. You gotta know what you're doing, man. You really do.
What's artful about throwing?
Well,
I don't get
you,
it.
You think it's no art to it, but there's definitely art to
there's
it.
Art to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you gotta know what you're
that.
Doing.
Yeah, you gotta know what numbers.
It's not just luck, is it, Steve?
Well, no, it's not all luck, but you know, dice shooting is luck because you know you can't control them dice
man,
when you throw them.
You know when the dice are laying on the table.
Can
you
set
put
the
them,
dice right?
How you set them?
Well, I mean, you know, it's no particular way. You just got to throw them down there.
So it's no art to it then. It's just luck.
Well, it's a lot of luck in dice shooting, but it's a favorable odds based on certain things. Mm-hmm. When you shoot dice, mm-hmm. it's strategically done. They throw dice 144 times. Out of that 144 times, they know the number that's going to pop up the most is 7.
Wow.
Oh.
Because you can
three
get it with
two.
A 5 and a 2, a 6 and a 1, a 4 and a 3. Mm-hmm. So that's the most highly likely number that's going to. And out of 144 tosses, if you read gambling books, it'll show you out of 144 tosses how many times on the average that 7 will come up.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. If you read gambling books?
Yeah, they have books on gambling.
I didn't even know they had them. I thought gambling was luck. I didn't know they had a book on it.
They have books and classes on
wow.
gambling?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. Okay,
there's people that do it for a living.
Okay, yeah.
Now, if you're on the table, you know, and you got a good little run, somebody could actually throw. I've thrown the dice 18 rolls without crapping.
That's a long
which means hitting a 7.
Oh, wow. I thought you had a lap problem. I didn't know.
Why am I?
Have you ever had somebody playing with trick dice on?
You kidding me right now?
Well, no, not in Vegas.
That's well, not in Vegas. I'm just saying, like back home in Cleveland, just shooting dice. Anybody ever had the trick dice? I hear about trick dice, but
hell
I never
yeah.
seen
when we on the corners, cats will switch dice on you in a minute.
So you have
like
to watch
a dude
the dice.
Can bring in the dice, and the dice is red, but he bought the dice, and he got a loaded pair of dice with him.
Mm.
You know, and loaded dice gonna always land on 7 for you. So when you throw out first, you can throw a 7. 7 will win you money on your first roll until you get a point.
Very right. First.
Interesting.
I don't gamble at all.
No.
Well, let's shoot some dice today.
Yeah.
Y'all want to shoot some dice?
No.
Well, I remember when we were little, my grandmother would not let us play games with dice in them
really?
And stuff like that. We couldn't. She thought it was a sin. We couldn't do it, like
it
Monopoly and stuff.
It was a sin.
She thought it was a sin. Yeah,
y'all couldn't play Monopoly?
No. Any game that had dice
was
in
a
it,
sin.
We couldn't do it. Dice, yeah. We got to go.
Is you on Boardwalk? Is you on Boardwalk?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Jay, you've come up with a bit. Oh, this is so nice.
You don't really like this at all.
Whatever,
dude.
Jay. Whatever. But
well,
Jay.
Whatever, but here we go. Here we go.
Just
things
do
that
go.
Older women.
Oh, she laughed her ass off
laugh.
At the men thing.
Oh my God.
Well, let me see what I fix. Well, okay then. Well, we're about to find out. Let go, Jay.
I thought it was.
Here
hilarious.
We go, Steve. Number one, stop walking around with stuff in your bra like your phone, like change. like your purse.
You know, where you got to dig down in it so we can see.
What's wrong with that?
Nobody want to see you digging in your cleavage without us wanting something. You don't tease up like that. And then you got people like Monica sitting over here, can't put nothing in her. She put her phone in there one time, man. She almost broke her teeth.
She got so much stuff in there. Give her a water bottle.
Here we go, Steve.
Come on.
Steve and Tommy, here we go. A Crown Royal bag is not a purse, okay?
It could be. It depends on
now,
where
young
you're going,
boys
Jay.
Do like to see them Crown Royal bags.
Yeah.
It's sexy for some reason.
Yeah.
That purple
but please
and gold.
Stop doing it. That's yeah. the only thing about it.
I don't know how you could object to that.
But y'all, they not cues, so whatever.
Give us another one, Jay.
All right. Okay, if you're going to wear capris, no problem. You know those the pants that stop right at the calf right there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. You ain't got to wear them every day.
LeBron James wears
every
and please take them damn strings off the bottom of them. I can't stand that Junior had on the pad the other day.
They never tied it for some reason.
For anybody, stop wearing them capris with them damn strings hanging. Them strings don't bother you. You don't think something on you?
You liked when LeBron wore shorts.
They didn't have strings on them. I just supported LeBron because I'm trying to get a championship in
Cleveland. Yeah.
I wouldn't be caught dead with a damn short set on. I'll tell you that right
with
now.
With a string on it.
Yeah, I don't even string or nothing.
Give us another one, Jay.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Here we go, Steve. You ready?
Yeah.
A turban is not coming back. It ain't coming back. You know, with the little diamond in the top.
Tell that to Nick.
That's not coming back.
That ain't coming back. And I tell you what else ain't ever really in for black women.
What?
The big giant rose in the side of your head.
Boy.
You ain't Niecy Nash.
Well, she's black, though.
But take that big rose out the side of your head. We see you.
Yeah,
you already pretty.
Whatever.
Sound like
where you get that big ass sunflower from?
Yeah, on the side of your head.
And they get
like
bigger every time I see it.
Like a hat.
This segment sucks.
Yeah.
This segment
Keep going. You ain't got to wear a knee brace every damn day. Really?
Yes, they do. Jay, there's some people that got had that
need
knee
that compression,
Jay. Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of them is copper fit. So you're going to need that because it'll press you down a little bit more.
All right, here go one, Steve. Okay. Tommy, here we go. Stop referring to younger men as sugar, honey, darling, baby.
I'm out. Well, what are we supposed to call them?
His name.
Because Shirley used sugar. She do.
And darling, booger. Sugar.
And precious.
Sugar booger.
And precious. And precious.
Precious, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. These are things that older women need to stop doing to attract younger men.
I got one.
You got one, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, you do yours and I do mine. Go ahead.
Stop wearing these halter tops so tight that your back look like a can of biscuits. Where somebody to put that spoon on that seam.
Whatever.
Your little ass, your back look like a can of biscuits. Stop wearing them damn halters. They are not for you.
Whatever.
Right,
there ain't no whatever. We can't even see the straps on the halter.
You know
they all swallowed up. Your breasts are all back there round by your back.
I hate all of you men.
If we can see your breasts from behind, you don't need a damn halter on.
Okay, what else? What else you got?
A lot of these young men, a lot of them don't like these older type, you know, foods like hog maws, chitlins, greens, sweet potato pie, potato salad.
What's wrong?
Candied yams.
Candied yams.
Why
like
we got to come
salad?
Over your house, eat, and go to sleep? Why we got to overload? Damn, ain't you got nothing in here modern? You ain't found another recipe since slavery?
Collard greens.
Who the hell still puts a ham hock in a damn green? They be using smoked turkey now.
You just eat a bone of giblet gravy by itself?
Carla said it's not the same.
catch up with even time.
Why am I so sleepy?
Because you eating hog ham hot juice is in them greens. It's putting you to sleep. I just saw what the hell. Now, what the hell?
I told you. All my aunt wanted was the ham hock. She didn't nothing about the greens.
You got one? I got one. Go ahead.
What is it you
quit
doing?
Quit walking around the house in your slip like it's a dress.
Nobody wear no slip anymore.
Nobody wear slips no more.
Last time I seen a slip was my mama.
Nobody wear no slip anymore,
these
Tommy.
These are things older
There's
women
some slips
can
still
do.
Still out there, Shirley.
Things older women can do to attract younger men.
Okay.
There's other colognes and perfumes out there besides White Diamond.
Yes.
Soft Scent and Avon, okay?
Yes.
Okay. There's others.
Skin So Soft, you mean.
Skin So Soft,
and right. Chanel number 5. And one more evening in Paris. This, they make other things.
I don't know anyone. You all forgot Estee Lauder.
There you go.
Ooh, Estee Lauder.
That was legendary.
That's that legendary old-ass fragrance.
My mama was White Diamond. White
Boy,
Diamond.
My mama, man, and let me tell you something. And my mama loved Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
My mama thought Elizabeth Taylor was the flyest chick on earth. She just never mentioned all them marriages. My mama was against that. She just never bought. I said, Mama, how many times she been married? Don't worry about that.
Don't judge her.
I just remember her and Richard.
It's the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right now, as promised, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Drug test. Get a drug test.
Why he singing about it?
I don't know.
Which is followed by, they doing drug tests today?
Yeah.
Here it is. Run That Prank Back. Come on, Kat. Drug test.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually. I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now I got you have a positive drug test. You come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna have to actually.
If they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am, I don't want
to
have a.
Back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am, you actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir. Y'all can come pick me up. I can tell you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you?
Telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid. Everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my.
And
I would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye I've actually double checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul your behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am, I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I'm confident, sir. You got the wrong St. Allen or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong face.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me say some time, miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't gave you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. That's my probation officer. Officer no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
There's one more. There's one more thing, and I need to
bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. He said,
that
whipping. I was coming to give Mr. Rogers. She going to get that whipping.
Say,
well,
you
no,
all right?
No positive. That scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody put something up my nose. I'm going to need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Say, you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm going to beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is drug test.
Okay. Which is immediately followed by what, Jay?
They doing drug tests.
You're looking to get somebody to prank? Get at the nephew at thomasmiles.com. That's thomasmiles.com. Get at the nephew. I got a button on there. You leave all your information, and I will hit you back. We can prank your pastor, your uncle, your mama, your grandmama. Yeah.
Wait a minute. What, Steve? What is the problem?
Strange.
He's against thomasmiles.com.
No, I'm not against it at all. I just said it sounds strange to me. You want to get at the nephew.
Yeah.
And then go to Thomas Miles. Just so strange to hear Thomas Miles.
Ignorance continues this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, baby. The nephew coming to town. That's two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. Matter of fact, call Atlanta and ask them what they got a couple weeks ago. They got straight ignitrosity. I promise you that. I'm bringing it to you. I'm going to hit you dead in the face with straight stupidness. Yeah. Yeah, you finna get the nephew. You finna get all of me. Birmingham.
I like it.
And once again, I need some Birmingham barbecue.
You said so they finna get all of you, Tommy.
All of me. All of me. Yeah, I don't normally get. I normally break this stupid.
It's gonna be a short sample.
Ding. Barbecue out of the ham. I need to know where it's at. SteveHarveyFM.com. Hit your boy up. Let me know where I can get the best barbecue in the city.
You got my tickets. You got my tickets.
I'm not giving you no tickets, Carla.
What?
Scott.
Yes, you are.
Oh, everywhere we go. If we do a show in Alaska, how the hell you got people up there too?
You better give me my tickets.
Better hook up.
Yeah. I need my tickets for my in-laws, okay?
Oh.
Enough said.
Thank you.
I'm done.
All right.
We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yay!
You've been doing okay so far. Okay. Pretty good.
I'm hanging in there.
And you, our listeners, could win a chance at Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million, okay? Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to steveharveyfm.com to register to play. Are you ready, nephew?
Hey, Shirley, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. You know the phrase. You know the phrase. The nephew is ready. That's Einstein, nephew. Nephew Einstein. I don't know how to do it. Let's see.
You're going
Thomas
down.
Thomas Stein. You know what I mean.
All right, you heard him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, come on. J. Anthony Brown is here to
Ladies
murder another
Ladies and gentlemen,
hit.
It is time now to lose another friend. Here's J. Anthony Brown with Murder the Hits.
Well, we're not going to lose a friend.
Okay.
No, we're not going to lose a friend.
All right, great.
We were talking about feelings earlier and how to say things that you should say or want to say to your mate. Mm-hmm. So I put together a song. Because the question always comes up, how do I look in this dress? Do you think I'm fat? You know, those questions that you can't answer. Mm-hmm. But it's all in the song. The song answers everything.
What's the name of the song?
It's Beyonce. The song is You Way More. It's a Beyonce song.
You Way More?
Yeah, but you listen to it. Just listen. Please, just listen. You'll see where I'm going with it.
I'm going to answer the question that every man has been asked. The question is, does this dress make me look fat? Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I'm gonna have the soul of your lips. Can barely get you off. Shed some pounds. Now you are no longer thin. Your belly got big and round. Instead of one whole chicken, you eating two. And put that gravy down. You put honey on everything. It's showing all in your face. Baby, I love you, but you way more. My little freak gained some weight. You put honey on everything. Showing all in your face. Baby, I love you, but you way more. My little freak gained some weight. Way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more. You're gonna have to shed some pounds. You're weighing in about 2 tons.
That was just a nice
So
one.
You
that
use
Beyonce.
Halo from Beyonce.
Cause you way more.
Jesus.
I mean, if you say it in a song, it's not offensive.
Right.
You think they're going to dance to that?
The blow,
if there's a beat to it. Oh, I see what he's saying.
So I way more.
Cause you way more, way more. Oh, I get it.
I can't with him.
I know.
I like it.
It was Beyonce.
Yeah, try to soften it up.
If you say it
you
in
think
a song,
he meant it?
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, will you write, Jay, will you write one for me that I can give to my lady that you getting on my damn nerve? Can you do it while getting on my damn nerve?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Getting on my last nerve. Only one that I need. I'm only hoping that you.
I wish that you go, you go, you go. I wish that you go.
Me, please.
Well, don't you think
you're
on
my last nerve?
Feeling is mutual.
The one that I really need.
The one
I was gonna use it earlier. Thought I might need it later in the week.
Introduce Miss Ann,
ladies and gentlemen. She's here, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you, guys. Good morning, everybody. This is Andrew with the news. Four cities are suing the Trump administration, accusing federal officials of deliberately sabotaging the Affordable Care Act. The cities of Baltimore, Chicago, and Cincinnati, Columbus, Ohio, asking a judge to block some of the Trump administration's new rules and executive orders, which they say have damaged Obamacare markets. Lawyers for the four municipalities accusing the president and Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar of failing to faithfully execute the law as demanded. In Article 2 of the Constitution, they say their residents have been harmed by the actions of the new White House because insurance has gotten more expensive, leaving fewer people covered. And the lawsuit quotes the president, President Trump, saying that he might let Obamacare either implode or explode about 20 times. In North Carolina, a dozen people have been arrested for voting. Apparently, the 12 are either on parole or on probation for felonies, which in the Tar Heel state makes you unable to vote. 9 of the 12 are black. All say they thought they had regained the right to vote after serving their time. But see, every state is different. In North Carolina, a former felon does not regain the right to vote unless his or her parole or probation are over, too. It can be prosecuted even if they didn't know that they were wrong. Felons are not stripped of their voting rights at all in Vermont or Maine. Other states allow people to vote once their prison time is over. Still others allow felons to formally apply to have their privileges restored. President Trump thinking that North Korea's Kim Jong-un is thanking him, rather, for a letter that he got, which the president calls a nice letter, and says he looks forward to seeing the North Korean leader soon. Sarah Sanders confirms it.
He did receive a letter. I believe he received it on August 1st. There is not a second meeting that is currently locked in or finalized. Certainly open to that discussion, but there isn't a meeting planned.
Well, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, was to see his North Korean counterpart in Singapore. They're attending the same regional conference, but he's quoted now in the news on CNN as saying that North Korea does not appear to be disarming. Okay? Not at all. Okay, she was once his ride or die, but no more. Omarosa is out with a book entitled Unhinged, and in it she says President Trump is in mental decline. According to the Daily Mail, Omarosa says when newsman Lester Holt recently interviewed the president, she says Trump was erratic and contradictory, and that she says to herself, oh no, this is bad. Omarosa says the president rambled and even spoke gibberish. The book is entitled Unhinged. And today is National I Like Beer Day.
Yes, we like beer.
Yeah, I guess you do. Back with more entertainment coming up 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Yeah.
Tommy, let's meet our contestant, please.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. My name is Dawn.
Hey, Dawn. Where you calling from, girl?
I'm actually in Las Vegas, but I live in New York.
Oh,
okay.
You on vacation. Cha-ching.
Sounds yes. Like she's a baller.
Hey, Dawn, what do you do for a living?
I'm a compliance coordinator for a health insurance company.
Oh, this girl's smart. Oh, yeah.
We don't even know what that
words.
Is. Uh-uh.
She know a thing or two about a thing or two, man. Yeah. She knows.
Tommy said a lot of big words.
They're using a lot of big words over there. Okay, okay. So Don,
he stepped back from the mic.
Got me shaking in my knees over here, Don. Do you think, Don, you think you're smarter than me? Do you think so?
I think I'm just going to blow you straight out the water.
I'm talking about, Don.
I love it.
Wow. Okay.
She ready.
All right, Cletus.
You about to level up. Go ahead on, Dawn.
All right, Dawn. Well, this is how this works. Shirley is going to ask us some trivia questions. We have up to 60 seconds to answer them. The one who answers the most questions correctly, they are the winner. It's just that simple. All right?
All right, then.
Cool. It's on, Dawn. It's on. Miss, I'm on vacation in Vegas. It's on, Dawn. When I come back, Dawn, it's on. Have your A game on, all right?
All right, let's go.
Tommy.
I'm out.
Get out.
Why are you still here? Why are you still here?
Bye.
Bye, stupid.
Love that.
Dawn, are you ready?
I'm ready, Shirley.
All right, the clock will start after I read the first question. Here we go. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Which comic book superhero is associated with the substance kryptonite?
Superman.
Which popular horror movie had the character Norman Bates in it? What is the abbreviation for the state Kentucky?
KT.
What ingredient in bread causes it to rise?
Yeast.
Which performer had a Too Legit to Quit tour in 1992?
MC Hammer.
Who was the star of the 1980s TV show Magnum P.I.?
Oh, the white man.
What company had over 9,000 video rental stores worldwide?
Blockbuster.
U.S. Presidents Washington, Jefferson. Ah,
oh, man. Oh, dumb.
That's all right,
we
Don.
Love you, though.
Don, don't worry about Don. He ain't that smart.
All right, hang tight, Don, because when we come back, we're going to find out who is the smartest between you and nephew Tommy when nephew returns at 34 after the hour. Will it be you, Don? We don't know, but we'll be back to find out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy is back in the studio, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
How we do?
Well, our contestant Dawn did very well.
She
did very well.
She so did.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. So you should be scared.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
You ready?
All right.
What is all of that?
That might not help you today.
Because he won yesterday doing it.
All right, come on, let's see.
All right, the clock is going to start after I read the first question. What is the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
Which comic book superhero is associated with the substance kryptonite?
Superman.
Which popular horror movie had the character Norman Bates in it?
Psycho.
What is the abbreviation for the state Kentucky?
KY.
What ingredient in bread causes it to rise?
Yeast.
Which performer had a Too Legit to Quit concert tour in 1990?
Helma!
Who was the star of the 1980s TV show Magnum P.I.?
Tom Selleck.
What company had over 9,000 video rental stores worldwide?
Blockbuster!
U.S. Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln's faces are carved into what national monument?
Mount Everest? No, pass.
What does the Spanish phrase Cinco de Mayo mean?
May 5th.
What you talking about, Willis?
Different strokes.
Don't worry about it. It don't count. It don't count.
The hell with y'all. She stumbled, too.
That's okay.
Time was up anyway.
Time was up.
Yeah. I think we need to tally today, boy.
What mountain is that?
Well, I'll Mount tell you Rushmore. In a minute. I'll tell Rush. You in a minute.
God, I said Everest. That's one they be right. climbing.
Man, Mount Everest. You know how you got to go to see your face?
Carving a statue. Yeah, right. You won't see your face.
While we tally, I'll go through the questions and answers. What is the capital of the United States? You better have gotten this one right. Washington, D.C. Which comic book superhero is associated with the substance kryptonite, Superman? Which popular horror movie had the character Norman Bates in it? Psycho. What is the abbreviation for the state Kentucky? KY. What ingredient in bread causes it to rise? Yeast. Which performer had a Too Legit to Quit concert tour in 1992? MC Hammer. Who was the star of the 1980s TV show Magnum PI? Tom Selleck. What company had over 9,000 video rental stores worldwide? Blockbuster. U.S. Presidents Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln's faces are carved into what national monument? Mount Rushmore. What does the Spanish phrase Cinco de Mayo mean? The 5th of May. You said May 5th.
Yeah. I didn't get that.
Well, we're tallying.
We're tallying.
Okay?
We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, same
well, she's
thing,
trying
yeah.
to tell me what I said, though, Carl. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, it's the 5th of May. Why you said so... May 5th.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, Dawn, you did very well. You got 5. Mm-hmm. Tommy got 9.
Booyah! Booyah! No!
Happening.
We still like your answer to number 7.
We like white man. Yeah. We did like that.
Who was the star of the 1980s TV show Magnum P.I.? She said some white man.
And we gave it to her. At that.
Technically, yeah. You're right. It was Tom Selleck.
And is y'all he, gave her some white man?
Is he not white?
I'm just playing with Tommy. We didn't give it.
Dang, he's so tight with it.
I can't believe I said Mount Everest, though. I can't believe I said
we didn't give you that.
Yeah.
You know how thin the air is up there, man, to carve in a mountain?
I'd have done better saying Lookout Mountain.
Yeah, but people didn't die carving them faces up in Mount Everest.
Hey, that's all right, though. Dawn?
Yes.
I still want to give you a $25 gift card.
All right.
All right, Dawn.
Playing the game. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? All right, baby.
You did good. You did good.
Thank you so much.
You did. Well, she's in Vegas. She's been up all night, you know, so She got five. I think that's pretty.
You got some of your money back. You lost. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, if you think you're smarter than me and you want to try me out, go to steveharveyfm.com and register. You might be able to win my uncle's grand prize of $1 million. That's steveharveyfm.com. I will play another loyal listener on Monday. Yeah. The
prank, prank phone call up next with the king of pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about an hour, Memphis, get ready. Evie, season one winner from singing competition show The Four, Battle for Stardom, will be here. She's going to bring us the world premiere of her brand new song. It's called How Does It Feel? But right now, it is time for the nephew, the king of pranks, and his prank phone call.
Get ready. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Strawberry Love. Tommy, what's your prank phone call about?
The plumber.
The what?
The plumber.
What's the defiance in your voice?
We finna call the damn plumber. The plumber.
Okay.
Nah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach a Mr. please.
That would be me.
Mr. How you doing? You the person that does the plumbing work, am I right?
Yeah.
Now, my wife got some work done for you. You come by the house. Now, do you know... I know you probably got quite a bit of work.
No, well, I do so many throughout the day, so I have it on my receipt here I can look at over here.
It's about 3 days ago at the street.
Yeah, I can recall. Was a lady there?
Yeah, it was a toilet was backed up and was overflowing and...
Yeah, I can recall that.
And something was wrong with the sink in there, too, and that had a leak in the back of it.
Yeah, it had a leak in the back, and I done that. I fixed that there for you, and I took that toilet that had around the bottom of your base, the toilet base there. I had to take that up and retape it because that tape had came loose. It was kind of old there, and I, went through that and done all that and taped it up and sealed it up, and I rebased that seal back there on your in the toilet, and your sink had a little leak back there in the back. I fixed that because, that was real easy there. So.
Well, no, see, that something went wrong with that toilet. Now, did you put another pipe or something? Did you reroute a pipe or anything?
No, like I said, all I did, I took the base of it off there. And I taped it up to where that old tape there, and then I put me some cement, with my pipe there, and I sealed it all up, and I checked it out, I let it dry and see if it leaked, and it didn't leak, and I put your base back on, and then you had a little leak there in your sink, and that was on the top of the your nozzle there, and I fixed that for you.
Mrs., I'm gonna tell you, cause I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I'm not happy with what I got.
Happy with it?
No. Now, let me tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say somebody in the bathroom and they flush that toilet.
Right.
When they flush that toilet, come out the sink in the kitchen.
Hold on. Now, tell me that. Say that what you did again.
I said when they flush the toilet in the bathroom.
Right.
Come out the sink in the kitchen. It come out in the kitchen like that. I don't know how you route something like you didn't misroute it or something.
No, I didn't route anything. All I did was put the tape on there so I fixed the leak that was your at the base of your toilet. I didn't reroute anything. I don't understand how can you reroute a pipe pipe to go into your kitchen and shoot crap out of your kitchen like that.
I don't know what you did when you was up under there and how you rerouted something, but that's what happened. And it's going from that bathroom when you flush that toilet, it come out in my sink in my kitchen. Now what's bad about it is this morning I'm in there cooking.
Sir, what's your name again?
My name is. They call me.
Okay. And crap is coming out of your plumbing in your.
In my kitchen. Now, this morning, I set out some red beans and rice to cook. And I put my beans on. Now I've been cooking. Listen at me. I've been cooking all...
No, I'm trying to be professional about this because, I guarantee my work. I've been doing this over 20 years. And one thing I do, I guarantee my work, and I'm real proud about the things that, I do. But what did you have anybody else over there? Working on your pipe.
Ain't nobody. You
in your kitchen. All I did was your bathroom.
You is the
bathroom don't have anything to do with your kitchen. Bachelor or pipe have anything to do with one or the other.
Then explain that coming through my sink in my kitchen.
I can't explain the coming from your sink. I can only explain the that's in the toilet. In your sink, I have no idea.
Because this thing got me riled up. Listen, now what it is...
Well, you got me kind of riled up here because, you know, like I said, I do this here. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and that's the first time I ever heard of anything like that being happening. I ain't never seen it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just disgusting to be cook red beans all day, and now I find out that it's sitting in some dirty water like that.
You didn't smell the water when you was in your sink? Because I'm quite sure it had a loud smell to it.
I didn't smell nothing. Now, earlier this morning, I washed my hair in there. And I didn't smell.
What?
I washed my hair in there. That's just what it smells like. A bag of
I just refuse to believe that the work I did on your toilet in there, taping some stuff up and cementing some stuff up and on your sink had anything to do with crap being shot out your damn kitchen sink.
Well, I tell you what I need to do is for you to get your back over here and fix it, because this here ain't a good job, and I don't recommend nobody using you.
Well, first of all, why I'm trying to be professional about it. And you cussing me, and that ain't gonna get nothing done, mister.
One come out my pipe, it was no longer professional.
Well, now, obviously you had somebody else over there doing something in your sink.
I ain't had nobody.
Do you have a garbage disposal over there?
Look.
Maybe it's coming out your garbage disposal.
It ain't high in the world. It's crap coming out of my garbage. You get your back over here and you fix what you're supposed to fix and fix it right. And I'm not paying another damn dime for it.
I'm not coming over to fix the thing. I'm trying to be professional about it. I'm listening to what you got to say. I should have hung up on you a long time ago, but I guarantee my work. And I'm trying to, you know, deal with my customers. When I left the way, I told her to flush the toilet. She flushed the toilet. She ran the faucet in the bathroom. We had no problem. Now, if you don't have somebody else over there that's doing whatever, Lord knows what, I damn sure don't know.
Do you know
and
I ate?
Ain't none of my business.
I ate some of them red beans, and that's what bothered me now. I feel sick to my stomach. I'm gonna make your eat some of these red beans if you don't come fix these pipes.
You can go to hell. I'm trying to be professional. I think I told you I'm doing my job. I did it the best I know I could. And when I left there, wasn't nothing leaking. One pipe don't go with the other like I told
you. You get over here and fix these pipes. That's what you.
You and your wife kiss my because I know well I did an outstanding job over there.
You ain't done nothing. If I got
you take them red beans and rice, stick them up your you and your pipes and all that. I don't give a damn.
I know what's coming up.
I ain't fixed no red beans and rice. I ain't done nothing over there in your damn kitchen to have you that upset with me.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening to you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh,
you just got pranked by your boy.
Man, you kidding me? Man, y'all crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you big time. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
You got it, man. Yeah, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me this morning, man. You tell me, when you see him, I'm going to whoop his too.
I tell you what we going to do is this here. Me and you going to get together, and we going to prank. How about that?
Thank you. You hold it down, I'm going to shoot that pipe in his.
Y'all cool with that?
Yes, upset that man like that.
Huh? I'm just asking, y'all cool with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Then, baby. The plumber. You know, every now and then I catch myself, but I might have went a bit far on that, but you know. Birmingham, this is it. Tonight is the night, baby. First two shows, two tomorrow, one on Sunday. The nephew is in the ham. Did you hear me? I'm in the ham. Stardome, baby. That's right. It's going down. You ain't seen me, I think, about 3-4 years. I don't know how long it's been. But guess what, Birmingham? I am here. Get your tickets if you haven't gotten them yet. The Stardome, baby. The nephew. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Thank you. Yay, yay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, this Monday morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. That is big. We're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
And no, you're not.
Go to Steve Harvey FM to register right now. And now it is time for today's Strawberry Letter, Nephew. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter.
Let's go.
Please.
Let's go.
Let's go. Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject, I want a little extra, too. I want a little something extra, too. Dear Stephen Shirley, this one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too, if that's
see
okay.
See that right there? Let's stop the letter right
so
there.
So you know no, it's a crazy fine. Letter.
No. But that's you see how they did it, Tommy, how they included you? Uh-huh. This one is short and sweet. I actually want Tommy's opinion, too. That's right. Hell yeah.
Oh, short Come and on, Tommy in the same sentence. I get
Wait till I get my hot top fade. Go ahead, sir.
I've been married to a wonderful man for the past 12 years, and we have a great marriage. I have done any and everything to make him happy. Most importantly, we have a very exciting sex life. I often let him have threesomes, and I've started to really enjoy them myself. But there's a big problem. Our threesomes are always with females. I want to switch it up and have another man to join us sometimes instead of a woman. When I bring this up to my husband, he always gets mad and ends the conversation. Why can't I have a little something extra, too? So it's okay for him to have all the fun. I don't think so. What do you guys think? I think you're barking up the wrong tree. This is never going to happen. This is what happens, really, when bedroom games go just a little too far. You say you do any and everything to make him happy. You have not said one time in the letter what he does to make you happy. You asked him, and you see it didn't happen. It's called a double standard, wifey. As crazy as this seems, just no man really wants to lie back and watch his wife get done by another man. I mean, you know, in very rare occasions.
Say that shit.
Very rare occasions, maybe, yeah, but generally, no. It's just not going to happen. He wants to have all the fun, like you said, and satisfy his fantasies by watching you and another woman and be able to do another woman while you don't get mad, but actually cheer him on and don't mind it a bit. A lot of men will sign up for that if that's what they're into, but you're tired of his selfishness and the one-sidedness in all of this, right? Well, please realize it's not going to change, and he will probably never allow another man in the bedroom in a threesome. So I say shut all of this menage a trois stuff down. Shut it down altogether. Try to get back to the intimacy of the two of you, and if you can, because this kind of relationship, this kind of intrusion in your marriage and in your bed, it's bound to cause some major problems, and it already is doing that. Steve?
Well, she wants Tommy's opinion. This is right up Tommy's alley. I'm going to let Tommy join in. But let me explain something to you first.
Yeah?
There can only be one dangling participle in
like
this
that.
Sentence.
That's great.
There can only be one dangling participle.
I'm glad he said participle.
In
too.
This situation.
So happy.
Men ain't going to be in no room, and there's more than one of these dangling participles in this room. Because, see, now it's not a threesome anymore. It's an orgy. Now, if we like threesomes, we don't care for orgies.
Hello?
See, a pile of bodies in the floor, and there's some men somewhere, and my leg touch his leg. See, we got a damn problem in here now. I can't look over there, and all of a sudden, he rubbing on my ass. Wait. Whoa.
Oh, my
why
God.
Not? Why is your hand over here? You having an orgy, and this is not a threesome anymore.
Wow.
Threesomes is clearly defined as to what they are.
Yeah.
I ain't with none of this, but Tommy, go ahead.
I am with all of this. Keep giving the threesomes. Don't stop this. Don't be selfish. This is not
stop.
About you.
She doesn't want to stop. That's not the issue. She doesn't want to stop.
This is not about her. We're not bringing in no extra men. You can't, that other man can't graze up against me. That can't happen. But the threesomes have to continue. Whoever y'all bringing in there, Octavia, whoever it is, Shirley, I was going to say Shirley, but whoever you bringing in there,
there's more than bringing one, Shirley.
I'm not saying I have participated, but I have heard about these engagements, and they're wonderful. Okay. You want this.
Are you
and
done?
If you start, no, I'm just saying, Shirley, if you started out doing this for your man, this has to continue now.
She says she enjoys it, too.
Yeah.
But now she wants to add a man to it.
Mm-hmm. She wants to switch it up.
See, what he's scared of is you're going to bring in Kang Swain.
I can't hang.
Donkey Kong.
Rampage.
Thunderbolt.
All those dang participles. Participles everywhere.
Well,
big participle.
Yes. Your little man gonna be standing in the corner sucking his thumb. Because that boy over there damaging the property. He over there done tore the yard up so bad the yard don't look like it can be no more good.
He's too selfish.
Breeze, please.
You in here hollering. Mm-hmm. But hollering harder and louder than when he in there.
Then you never have
before. She likes things in threes, yeah. She wanted a three-part answer from all of us. This is crazy.
Well, there you have it. Shirley said it right. No man wants to watch another man do his wife.
Mm-hmm. No.
No man wants to watch that. And now you seem to enjoy him doing another woman and you another woman in there. You know, that's y'all. But, you know, I see once Shirley's right, once you bring this in, let the games begin. So what you ought to do is just surprise him and have the dude over there.
All right, look. Coming up, we're going to interview Evie. Evie is season one's winner from the singing competition show The Four Battle for Stardom. Evie will bring us the world premiere. That's right, I said the world premiere of her brand new song, How Does It Feel? We'll have part two of Steve's response at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Let's go, Steve, with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter subject.
Shirley and I are going to do a reactment of what can happen with this woman who's been doing this threesome with a man because she's enjoyed it. Now, she thinks he's having all the fun. Mm-hmm. She wants to introduce another man into it. Mm-hmm. And here's what can happen if that happens. I come in from work. Honey.
Oh, hey, I'm baby. Home. How you doing, honey?
I'm good, girl. Hey, you ready for that? You know, we talked about doing this
thing this evening. Yes, yes. And boy, do I have a surprise for you.
I like your surprises,
I know
girl.
You do. You're going to like
that. That last one you had here. Girl, let me tell you something. That last one, I got to high five you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, honey. Well, it is my hope that you'll be high-fiving
me. Hey, but know this.
What, honey?
Ain't none of them fine as you, though. I just want to throw that
in. Well, thank you, honey. That makes me feel good.
Keep it real for you.
That makes me feel good.
I do all this to make you feel good.
Thank you. Oh, do you, honey? Thank you. I hope you still feel that way.
Always and forever to death do us part.
Well, take my hand. Let me lead you on into the bedroom. Open the door. I know you're so excited, right? Oh, this is going to be fun. You're going to love this, honey. Just a couple more stairs to go. Careful, careful, careful.
I almost fell.
Okay, careful. Here we go. Okay. Open the door. Honey, you can open your eyes now. Open.
Hey.
What?
Honey,
what's going on, brother? Dexter's my name. Dexter Long. What's happening?
Well, honey,
Dexter?
Yeah.
Baby, what's happening here?
Well, I thought I'd surprise you, honey. You know, I told you, I've been telling you I wanted to switch it up a bit and maybe bring it.
Hey, whoa. Hey, partner, who are you?
Hey, well, like I said before, man, Dexter Long.
Honey, this is Dexter. Yeah, well, I just call him Dex.
You call him Dex?
Yeah, you call me Dex, too, brother.
No, hold on. why is he in here, baby?
Well, because, honey, you know, I've been telling you that I'm getting a little bored and I wanted to have some fun, too. So I brought in Dex, you know. We always have a woman, and now I thought, you know, we'd bring a guy in and switch it up a little bit.
Just sit back and watch me work, brother.
Yeah.
Hold up, dog. Watch you work what?
Well, your wife invited me over so we can...
Yes, honey.
Hold up, whoa. Where you meet this dude at, babe?
Well, at the grocery store. He was in the...
grocery store?
Yeah, in the produce section.
Hey, hold up, baby. Hey, hey, partner.
Yeah,
what are
going
you
on
in here
that?
Laughing for? And why are you standing here in your drawers?
Like I said, this is Dexter Long. And, you know, we're going to add a little spice to what you and your wife got going.
I just call him Dex.
Hey. I already know what his name is. I'm trying to figure out why he in here, why he got a drawers. And what is all this equipment in here?
Well, we just brought a little few toys to have some fun, brother. Sit back, man, and take a
swing set.
Well, honey.
What is a swing set in here for?
So I can swing on in there.
What do the monkey do? You got a swing set, a monkey? You got a camcorder? We ain't filming this.
Well, we film other ones, honey. What do you mean? I thought it'd be fun with
hold on, baby.
The three of us.
What grocery store you meet this dude at? How he get in my house? This man get in my house?
Down at the Gelson's.
What? We don't go to Gelson's. Baby, we shop at Whole Foods and Ralph. What the hell are you doing down at Gelson's?
Well, I just wanted to do something different.
Yeah, she met me right by the cucumbers.
Hey, hold up, dog. Hey.
His name is Dex, honey.
Dex, brother. Call me Dex.
Did you see the pecs on Dex?
Y'all looking at the pecs on Dex. I'm looking at the ripped ass boy, and I'm scared of and you. And I don't know where you got and the cucumber. Hold up, dog. Hold up. Hey, man. Put your clothes on and get out my house, dog.
No,
oh, I came just like this, but I didn't wear nothing. I came in my underwear, my man.
Hey, well, hold up, dog. How did you get over here?
No, I drove.
Okay, then you drive, you and your drawers, out of my bedroom.
Oh, honey.
Because you, you ain't honey hell. Hey, let me tell you something, partner. Hey, dog. If you get your ass in your car and find yourself somewhere to go. Because they finna go up in here.
How about this, brother? How about this? How about you run to the stove real quick and let me go on and take care of this business?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, man.
I'm going to the stove. I'll be right back.
Wait. Hey.
Honey.
Hey, Dex. Come on,
hey, Dex.
Now. Hey, you point right at Dex. Come on. Hey,
Dex.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
And Dex is
yeah.
Dex.
And And guess what I'm pointing at, Dex?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
The pecs.
Dex needs his pecs. Come on, brother.
Yeah. Dex needs his pecs. Dex going to need something else, too. Dex going to need medical attention. You don't get your ass in the car. Get up out of here.
All right, honey. We got to go.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, Dex.
Yes,
on your way out, you send your sister in here because she got to be fine.
All right, listen, go to Instagram and let us know what you think about today's Strawberry Letter. Go to @mygirlshirley with your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. All right, coming up in 10 minutes, Evie from the 4 Battle for Stardom will be our special guest. Memphis is in the building. Hey, Memphis.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, our special guest, we're so excited to have this young lady with us today. Mm-hmm. Her name is Evie. She is a fantastic singer, in case you've been watching The 4. As you know, Evie won the very first season of Fox's hit show, The 4, Battle for Stardom. She was awarded a recording contract with Republic Records, and she's joining us this morning to tell us about her very first single that she's going to debut on, or that she debuted, I should say, on The 4 last night. Let's find out about about Evie's new music. Please welcome her. She's joining us for the very first time, the one and only. You're going to be a superstar.
Thank
if not
you.
For your voice, for your charming personality, Evie. You. Please welcome to the show, Evie, ladies and gentlemen.
Evie!
Now, wait.
Evie!
You got to hear this, guys. Say it, Evie. Just say something.
It is so good to be here.
Come on.
You're all the way from Memphis, right?
Yes,
you're
I
from
am.
Memphis.
Yes, I am. All the way from draw, Memphis, girl. Tennessee.
I was in Memphis last weekend.
You?
Yeah.
You
I was down there. I was at Chuckles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Memphis so much. I know that they are just going to be so happy that my single is finally coming out. But I recently moved down here, and it is just a completely different lifestyle for
oh,
me.
Oh, to L.A.,
no
you
soul
mean?
Food.
Come
the
on,
love
Andy,
is different. The people are
different. The people yeah. different.
Yes, very
well,
different.
How so from Memphis? No, none of that Southern charm or Southern hospitality that you're used to?
Yeah, down here, obviously, I just talk slower than everybody. And so when people are talking to me, they're like, I guess they kind of already think that I've already said what I'm about to say, but I really haven't. But people down here just talk a little faster. But it's okay.
I'm sure you win them over.
You keep that yeah. going,
yeah. You do
well,
you.
We country over here.
You,
right?
Girl, we let you
real
get it all
country.
Out.
Yeah.
So, everybody here is country.
Tell us about yourself, though. You grew up in Memphis. We mentioned that. So when did you start singing and take an interest in singing as a career and all of that?
Ooh. As long as I can remember, I've always sung. I mean, I grew up in the church. I'm the youngest of seven. I have two older sisters and four older brothers. And we all just grew up in the church and, you know, we all were in a choir and stuff like that. But being the youngest, like, I guess people didn't really know if I was going to take it as serious as my other brothers and sisters. But I've always loved attention. I've always loved to dance. I've always loved to perform. I've always loved to perform. Like, I've never just been a little girl that'll just sing, even in the grocery stores, even at church banquets and stuff like that. I would just perform. I would just want to perform. I would want a whole production, the lights, the dances, the music,
come
the
on,
everything.
Come on.
Now, it's like my dreams are just really connecting at a very young age.
And it's good to have a supportive family.
Yes, ma'am.
With you and your brothers and sisters.
Yes, ma'am. It is very important. I mean, family to me, and I'm a Cancer. My birthday is June 27th. I just turned 21. I can rent my own car. No, but having a family support you with dreams as big as saying I want to be a superstar, it really takes a strong family to even believe in you to say, okay, then there are certain steps, different types of steps that you have to take as opposed to everybody else because you're not the average person. You're not somebody who, you know, you can't work a regular job. So you have to find some way to make money. And I will never forget, I was explaining to my mama in high school, but she already knew. I was telling her, Mom, I don't think I'm gonna make it to college. I really don't. And it wasn't the grades or anything because I maintained over a 4.0 high school career. Yeah.
But you're right. That's nothing that a parent wants to hear.
That is. So I really just appreciate my mama for who she is. Maria McKinney, shout out to you. Because
hey, Miss Maria,
we got your baby here. So,
Shirley, remind everybody who we're talking to.
Okay, hold on. She's talking to her brother right now. Okay.
Oh, she got family members. That's good.
Yeah, she brought her brother here, and he supports her. Yeah, but we are talking to the fabulous Evie. She's the season one winner of the four. Battle for Stardom.
Yes.
And congratulations. You have a new single out.
Yes,
we have to talk about your new single.
Yes.
You debuted it last night at the season finale of The Four. We got to see you perform it live. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. You're a great performer already.
Thank you.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So the name of the single is How Do You Feel? Tell us a little bit about it. Did you write it?
Yes and no. Okay. But
collabo writers, yeah, what was the inspiration behind the song?
The inspiration came from, you know, being a young girl. I was once in love. You know, we all have that little puppy love, somebody we share all our biggest and deepest secrets with. But I chose How Do You Feel to be my single because I wanted something that people could feel. I wanted something that people could listen to and feel and relate to. And believe it or not, when I was recording this song, I recorded this song like I was staring my ex in his face. And I was saying exactly everything that I wanted to say to him in the time of our relationship. I performed it. I was crying in the booth. I will never forget. I was crying in the booth, and I really just needed all of that passion and pain and effort and time, everything, all of that, like I wanted it to be portrayed in my song, and I wanted people to feel it.
You were in your feelings.
You put some Adam May on there. That's what you did.
And where's that fool today?
Oh, he back there in the back saying, I'm sorry. Loser.
So funny.
Yeah. All right, Evie. Wow. I can't wait to hear the song. I heard it last night. I want to hear it again. Yes. And we're going to do that. We're going to take a break right here. You stay with us. We'll be right back. More with Evie, the fabulous Evie, when we come back. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Evie, we are back. We can't wait to hear this song again. You got to introduce this to our audience now. It's called How Do You Feel?
Yes.
You're from Memphis. We talked about that. You are the season one winner of the four Battle for Stardom.
Charlotte! Yes. That's my favorite part of the show.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Yeah, so we want to set up this. I mean, you told us about how you came about writing this song or co-writing this song. So we want you to introduce it to the world right now. We're going to play it.
Hey, y'all. I'm Evie, and I'm so excited to announce my new, brand new single, How Do You Feel? I really hope and pray that y'all love this song and feel this song. Get ready because it is about to be a showdown.
All right. Exclusive on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Thank you, Evie.
Thank y'all.
Every day I sit with you, talking about nothing. Watch the game and run, cheer for your old team. Laughs at all your jokes, even when they're not funny. Cause all I want to know is that you care. And they can't seem to take it somewhere. And he's fighting against his own side. What do I do? What if I lose this game of tug of war? All I want to know is how do you feel? She cracks a smile, does it light up your world? How do you feel when it's all said and done? Are you in love with her, even though you can't see? How do you feel? How do you feel? I don't need your name, I don't want your money. All I wanna be is part of your dreams. I don't need no extra. All I want is love. Please, darling, listen to me. And they can't seem to take it somewhere. And he's fighting against his own soul. What do I do? What do I do?
Evie.
That's a hit, baby. That's a fire hit.
I love it. When I was 21, I could have said those very things.
Chalk it up to the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Junior's
good
in
work,
love.
Baby girl.
Yeah. You see what you did to Junior.
Oh, my God.
Well, we're so excited for you.
Thank you.
And stay just how you are,
thank
like we
you,
said
I
earlier.
Will you.
You're just so genuine and so pure and so just real. You know, we need more of that in the industry.
Ma'am.
Don't let it change you.
And tell your mama when we come to Memphis, we're going to come out there and get something to eat, huh?
Yes, ooh, I sure will.
Right. And Evie, tell everybody how they can get the single. How do you feel? Tell everybody, is it on iTunes? Where can they get it?
You can get my single on iTunes, on Spotify. You can also check out my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Evie_music. Please check it out. It is out right now. You need to go and purchase it. Listen to it. Have it on repeat. Play it. Send it to your mama, your grandma, your uncle, your cousins, your nieces and nephews, because it is a revolution that is happening, and y'all are about to experience it firsthand.
I know.
Love
that's right.
All right, Evie.
Love that. Now, Evie, we know an album is coming, so when that drops, please come back.
I will.
All right, please come back.
I will.
That's fine.
Thank you, Evie. Much success to you, girl. Much success.
Thank you.
Y'all get Evie's song.
Ladies
and
gentlemen.
You got it on iTunes.
The season one winner of the four Battle for Stardom, Evie.
Thank y'all for having me.
So much for coming.
Thank you.
God bless you, girl.
God bless you, too.
She's so cute.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Now, according to a report published in American Psychologist, people who listen to others without actually seeing them are better able to determine that person's emotional state. The tone of a person's voice expresses emotion more than the face, where it's easier to hide such emotions. Less is more. When trying to figure out how people feel, because when you are just listening to a person, you are focused on just that. But if you're both listening and looking, your attention is divided. So, Steve, do you think you're a good listener?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You have to interview
I'm a great
people.
Listener.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for a man, I'm a good listener.
qualified that remark.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because we do listen differently. Mm-hmm. I'll admit that. I think women are far superior at it. But for a man, I'm a good listener.
Yeah, and you have to be in your line of work.
But, you know, the reason women listen because there's a more of a richer and deeper exchange. We listen just to the point where we can provide a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we want to move on to something else.
Yeah.
Women dig into it a lot deeper and richer. Mm-hmm. We just try to provide a solution.
Yeah, we want all the facts, what happened, and then what he said. Then what did she say, girl?
Yeah, right.
And then what happened?
And then what happened? Yeah.
Right. See, we don't need all that.
Uh-huh.
No, what do you need? What do y'all need?
Are we just, what you trying to get out of this?
Uh-huh.
All right, listen. Call him and tell him no.
Mm. And do
I
you,
got it.
What? What, Tommy?
I got it down to a science. I can actually be on the phone with my wife. I know when to say, what? Really? But not listening to none of it. But know how to jump in.
Let me stop you, Tommy.
Okay.
Because she's listening right now. So you sure you want to?
Huh? What?
He's not listening to
you,
Bella.
You better fix it.
Huh? Your wife is
what?
Listening.
Who? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Man, we need to go down now.
So your uncle listens to provide a solution. You don't listen at all.
I listen to get through the day. What?
So you don't care. You don't care what she's saying.
What? Who? What? Where's Jordan? Who? Oh, okay. No. Yeah, so, Trey. Uh-huh.
So you,
so
know,
you tune her out?
He engages. Out? He makes her think she's engaging him.
About them kids.
But the phone, you got the phone on speaker.
You lying.
And it's just sitting down there and you're just.
When that happened?
His food say, you lying. Wow.
When that
are
happens.
You acting? Are you acting? Are you in character?
Oh, absolutely.
Huh?
Say that again.
Come on, Tom. No, they did. What now? Lord have mercy.
Well, when she says, are you listening to me? What do you say?
Babe, I'm hearing that thing you're saying. You're going to hear that part. Now. Yeah. You're going to hear that now.
Yeah. Okay, well, tell me what I just said.
Oh, that's what I hate when they
do
that.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, okay, well, tell me what I just said.
Tell me what I just said then.
I heard you.
No, you're trapped at that point. Uh-huh. Get out of that, Steve.
Tell me what I just said. I said, you just said, tell you what you just said.
Tell me what I just said.
Oh, don't get cute with it. You right. know what I mean.
Well, what do you think I should do?
About what?
See? I mean, you know, I mean, probably really honestly though, Carla, y'all just pray about it. That always.
So should I take all the money out of the bank?
No.
Oh, now you're listening.
Oh, now you're listening.
We need to pray about it.
You're right.
Dear Heavenly Father, he said no.
Dear Heavenly Father, he said no.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, come on. J. Anthony Brown is here to
Ladies
murder another
gentlemen,
hit.
It is time now to lose another friend. Here's J. Anthony Brown with Murder the Hits.
Well, we're not going to lose a friend.
Okay.
No, we're not going to lose a friend.
All right, great.
We were talking about feelings earlier and how to say things that you should say or want to say to your mate. Mm-hmm. So I put together a song. Because the question always comes up, how do I look in this dress? Do you think I'm fat? You know, those questions that you can't answer. Mm-hmm. But it's all in the song. The song answers everything.
Oh, what's the name of the
song? Okay.
It's Beyonce. The song is You Weigh More. It's a Beyonce song.
You Weigh More?
Yeah, but you listen to it. Just listen. Please, just listen. You'll see where I'm going with it.
I'm going to answer the question that every man has been asked. The question is, does this dress make me look fat? Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I'm gonna have to sew up your lips. Can barely get you off the ground. Shed some pounds. Now you are no longer thin. Your belly got big and round. Instead of one whole chicken, you eating two. And put that gravy down. You put honey on everything. It's showing all in your face. Baby, I love you, but you way more. My little freak gained some weight. You put honey on everything. Showing all in your face. Baby, I love you, but you way more. My little freak gang. Cause you way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more, way more, way more. Cause you way more. You're gonna have to shed some pounds. You're weighing in about 2 tons.
That was just a nice
one. So you use Halo from Beyonce?
Because you weigh more.
Jesus.
I mean, if you say it in a song, it's not offensive.
Right.
You think they're going to dance to that?
The blow, Jay.
If there's a beat to it. Oh, I see what he's saying.
So I weigh more.
Because you weigh more, weigh more. Oh, I get it.
I can't with him.
I know.
I like it.
It was Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm trying to soften it up.
If you say it in a song.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay, will you write... Jay, will you write one for me that I can give to my lady that you getting on my damn nerve? Can you do it while getting on my damn nerve?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Getting on my last nerve. On the one that I need. I'm only hoping that you.
I wish that you go, you go, you go. I wish that you go.
Get away from me, please.
Well, don't you think you're
on my last nerve.
Feeling is mutual.
The one that I really need.
The one
I was going to use it earlier. Thought I might need it later in the week.
Coming up, Steve's closing remarks. At 49 after the hour, gather round, everyone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, here we go. Last break of the day. Some parting words for us with your closing remarks, please.
All right. I guess without thinking about this much, I want to talk to you about life, how fragile it is. and I want to have something to say about, you know what? I'm really not going to get into the whole Roseanne Barr situation because, like, I just be honest with you. There are times, there are actually times when I'm actually sick and tired of talking about it. I am exhausted with the fact that the color of my skin has to come into play in my everyday life, my just day to day. I don't know. I really can't think of any days realistically where I do not have to consider the color of my skin, the shape of my nose and my lips, wherever I go, the situation I'm in. I very rarely can think of a day that I'm not made aware of it or I have to factor it in. If you're not a person of color or a minority, you may not even be able to understand what I'm saying. But I'll just give you an example. When riding in the car and being stopped by the police, as me and my buddy Greg Calhoun was doing last year after golf outing coming from Montgomery to Alabama in his car, and we were speeding, and we were supposed to get pulled over. We were speeding. But what I had to do was immediately become aware that I am a black man. Skip your money and your fame. I don't have time to throw that out at you. I got to get and start preparing myself as the officer approaches the car. I must understand without him getting my ID, I'm a black man, just a black man. So I put my hands up on the dashboard. And the officer came to the passenger side and said, "Why is your hands on the dashboard?" I said, "Because I don't want nothing to happen to me." The officer said, "While that's acting mighty suspicious." I said, "No, it's not. I'm just being safe, officer, if you don't mind." She said, "Well, I'll need to see ID." I said, "My ID happens to be in a pouch in the back seat. I would have to reach." She said, "Well, go ahead." And I was tense. Because I didn't want to be mistaken. When I'm on an elevator and I get on, I am conscious of the fact that me and my guy are the only ones on the elevator. When I go to golf courses and I oftentimes see that there are hardly any African Americans out here, it's just me and one, maybe the foursome that I'm playing with. And I'm just always aware of it. If you're not that, you don't have to be aware of it. But it's the awareness that becomes draining at times. It's the fact that you got to be the only one on your floor, the only one on the elevator, the only one in the cubicle, the only one in your department, the only one at the meeting, the only one in the cafeteria, the only one on the trip, the only one at the hotel, at the front desk, the only one. The only one's kids that's in the recital, the only one's kids that's on the soccer team, the only one gets to be exhausting at times. This will not change until more people who are not of color can try to empathize or sympathize or generalize or something with us to say, you know what? I don't know how that feels, but I bet that ain't right. Because as I've often said many times, slavery didn't end just because black people got sick of being slaves. We were sick of it, the thought of it, when they put us on them boats. Nobody wanted to ride the boat over here and come be no slave. Nobody was under the belly of them slave ships going, "Man, this is nice. This is going to be a new opportunity." Nobody. So I want to wake up and just see what it feels like to just go about my day without having to calculate my race, without to have to calculate the color of my skin, to watch other people get paid a certain amount of money and then you don't get paid a certain amount of money with the same type of ratings. And then you got to incorporate something else again. Now, I've been very blessed with the life that I have. and I would not trade mine for anything. With all this sick and tired of being sick and tired, I also, what makes this all so tolerable for me is my love of who I am. My love of our power to overcome, our power to maintain in the struggle, our power to still be something when we were brought here to simply be nothing. So for us to have accomplished what we've accomplished, I'm grateful and awful proud of that. So I guess my pride just keeps me going on. I hope that God will continue to let whatever light that I can let shine through my existence to inspire someone else to overcome when it look like you ain't gonna make it. Because that's exactly what I've done. By the grace of God, I have overcome against all the odds, even when they said I wasn't gonna make it. And even though I'm tired of being tired, I wouldn't trade places and be nothing else, no how, because within in this struggle has taught me so many items of strength. I've learned so much about myself. My soul is strong. My spirit is strong. I thank God for that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.